Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
On August 7th, 2025, OpenAI rolled out GPT-5, their smartest, fastest and most useful AI yet. This is not just an update, it's a huge leap in capability, excelling at writing, coding, math, health, guidance, and even visual understanding. It's built as a unified system, combining a lightning-quick base model with a deep reasoning engine called GPT-5 Thinking. A real-time router decides on the fly whether you need a fast answer or deep analysis, and it keeps getting better through user feedback. The numbers are impressive. 94.6% on AIM 2025 math, 74.9% on real-world coding tasks, and major gains in multimodal understanding and health advice. It's also 45% less likely to invent facts than GPT-4, and it's more open about what it doesn't know, especially on sensitive topics. For creators, GPT-5 is the ultimate partner, able to craft expressive writing, build apps or games from a single prompt, and even write poetry with genuine emotional punch. And for health questions, it can flag concerns, ask smart follow-ups, and tailor advice to each user's needs. Cloud cost out of control? If you use Kubernetes, you are not alone. Up to 25% of spending can be wasted. Here is how to cut it. First, track where your money goes with tools like OpenCost. Without visibility, you are just guessing, right? Automated scaling shows resources grow or sink with demand, so down to zero when idle. Use cheaper spot instances for non-critical jobs and save the reliable machines for what matters most. Share clusters between teams with namespaces and quotas, and pick hardware that matches your workload. Memory optimized for RAM-heavy tasks, CPU optimized for compute-heavy ones. Watch storage and networking cost. Start small, grow only when needed, and avoid costly cross-region transfers. Kubernetes cost control is not one and done, so review regularly and your bills will stay lean as you scale. Anthropic studied running multiple AI agents at the same time and found it can be very helpful for big complex tasks. They built a system where one main agent creates a plan and then sends different jobs to several smaller agents to work on in parallel. This way, the system can answer tough questions faster, like finding all board members of big IT companies instead of doing everything step by step. The downside is that using many agents uses more computing power, so it's best for important tasks where speed and thoroughness matter. Anthropic also learned some useful tips like designing clear instructions for agents, keeping track of plans, and having agents manage tools smartly. They also combine AI and human feedback to improve results. In short, using multiple AI agents together can give quicker and better answers for certain problems if you set up the system well. When you hear platform engineering, you might think of tech giants like Google, but it's not just for them. For startups, it can be a secret weapon to move fast and scale smoothly. The idea is simple. Give your developers self-service tools and clear standards so they can focus on building, not wrestling with deployments or fixing the same problems over and over. Start small, talk to your developers, fix that slows them down, maybe automate project setup, improve onboarding, or create reusable templates. These golden paths should feel like helpful shortcuts, not red tape. And here is the test. If new hires can ship code quickly, you are winning. If they are stuck for days, you have got platform debt. You don't need a full platform team at 5 people, But once you hit 30 engineers, it becomes a must. Platform engineering is about leverage, removing friction so your team moves faster, happier, and with fewer headaches. If you are aiming for DevOps role, strong Ansible experience really sets you apart. But what do hiring managers actually look for? You will be asked about real projects, even small home lab experiments count, obviously. Clean code, good Git habits, and using Ansible with tools like Docker, Jenkins, or Kubernetes all are matter. Next, expect to explain Ansible's push model, sending commands directly to servers over SSH with no extra software needed. This means you have control but also responsibility, since mistakes can affect many machines at once. You will also need to show you understand SSH, the backbone of secure automated management. Dynamic playbooks using Jinja 2 templates for flexibility and reuse are a big plus. And if you have practiced deployment strategies like canary rollouts, gradually releasing changes with safety checks, you will really impress. Get hands-on, build real projects, and be ready to share your experience. Keep learning, keep building, and your next DevOps interview could be your big break.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubiri Tech Weekly. See you next week.